Okay, so this is a motion diffusion exercise called stop. So at first I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy position for your head. And just allow your arms to relax, your hands to relax. Allow you to find a comfortable position for your shoulders. And just take a few moments to breathe nice and deep and slow. Breathing nice and deep and slow. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing slowly, breathing comfortably, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Just trying to slow it down, slowing down your breath. Just taking a moment to bring your thoughts and your awareness into the moment we're in. Letting go of the moment that was or the moment to be. So as you continue to focus on your breath, trying to bring your attention back into the moment, noticing the breath moving in and out through your mouth, through your nose, noticing your ribs expand as you breathe nice and deep, and relax as you let that breath all the way out, fully releasing, emptying your breath. Shoulders dropping down, hands relaxing, feet letting go. So I'll just take a moment as you continue focusing on your breath to explain what this emotion diffusion exercise is. It's called STOP, S-T-O-P, and it's a four-step simple exercise to help you learn how to recognize thoughts and feelings, recognize urges, so as you can hold them, notice them, look at them, observe them, understand them, without being merged with them. So diffusion is simply to separate. When we are able to observe without reacting, we separate. We can look at things objectively. So this exercise, the goal of which is to learn how to separate, learn how to observe, to notice, to understand, to hold the emotions, hold the thoughts, hold the urges lightly without merging with them, and observe them, understand them, notice them. Instead, what we do most often as humans is we focus on distressing thoughts, distressing needs, beliefs. We focus on things people say or we've said, things we've done or they've done. And we let these distressing thoughts hook us and go over and over in our mind. Instead, diffusion will help you learn to observe thoughts and feelings without getting stuck. So as mentioned, this exercise is called STOP, S-T-O-P. It's a simple four-step technique that'll enable you to step back, notice, observe, and to plan to respond differently in the future. The S in STOP stands for stop. The T stands for taking long, slow, deep breaths. The O is to observe, and the P is to plan to respond differently. So S-T-O-P, stop, take long, slow, deep breaths. Observe, plan to respond differently. So what I'd like you to do for a moment is to continue to get centered and focused by continuing to focus on your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in and out. Breathing consciously, slowly and deeply, filling the lungs, feeling the ribs expand and letting that breath go all the way out. Fully emptying, fully releasing. Letting your whole body just sink down. Letting your whole body just let go. Let go of thoughts, worries, doubts. Let go of wondering, analyzing, thinking. Just letting go so that you can be still in this moment. Allowing yourself to maximally enjoy this experience, to get the most out of it. So continuing to breathe nice and deep and slow. Feeling the movement, the quality of each breath. Any tingling, vibrating sensations. Sensation of fullness. Sensation of emptiness. Just relaxing. Letting your shoulders drop down. The shoulder blades falling back into their pockets. The muscles in the neck relaxing. The very back of the neck and the jaw around the ears. Letting the muscles in the eyes relax, especially the small muscles at the corners of the eyes. The muscles in the forehead smoothing out. Letting the muscles in the arms, the bicep, tricep, forearm relax. Letting your fingers spread out in the palms to release any tension. And as you breathe in deeply, letting your chest relax and flow easily up and down like waves. And as you exhale, next, allow your tummy to fully and completely relax. Letting your legs grow heavy. And as they do, the feet may fall to the sides. Just letting your whole body float, drift, feel lightless or heavy. And just letting whatever sensations wash over you. Allowing whatever thoughts, emotions, sensations to flow freely through you. Letting yourself appreciate this awake inner experience, this presence, this awareness. Letting the breath be whatever it may, resting into a natural, rhythmic pattern. Good. As we take brief moments like this to just tune inwards, and we do it more and more, we can become better aware how we can turn off, tune out the outside world. Just taking time for self to let go of worries, thoughts, ruminations. Let go of things others say or do or don't do. Let go of things we've said, done, or didn't do or say. And we can just breathe still with the moment we're in. And as we learn to better attend to the moment we're in, we grow more and more aware of self. we gain more and more cognitive mastery, emotional mastery, awareness of our bodies and the sensations within, awareness of the urges to act or not act. We gain more and more awareness. And essentially, this exercise is geared towards that. We often turn away from difficult emotions. We turn away from difficult thoughts, or we turn too closely towards it. We ruminate on it, we obsess on it, we let it engulf us. The natural human tendency is to either ignore, dismiss, minimize, self-medicate when we're distressed, or to obsess, to ruminate, to dwell, to grow more engulfed by it. Whatever the tendency to turn towards or away, neither works. Instead, we want to learn to shift and focus on it without magnifying it, without attaching to it, without ruminating or obsessing. We turn towards it and hold it lightly versus embracing it, letting it encompass us. So when you're ready to gently shift your attention to a situation that was recently distressing, even if it was mildly distressing, upsetting, disturbing, frustrating, provoked anger, helplessness, sadness, whatever it may be, triggered either by the actions or deeds of others or lack thereof, or triggered by your own. Just gently and directly, firmly shift your attention to this situation, holding your attention there as best you can, holding it lightly, no matter how bad it seems, how large the distress gets, noticing as much as you can, as you do, as you focus, as you hold lightly, noticing the thoughts, the feelings, what's happening in your body, the urge to react, to fix, to change, to legitimize, to invalidate, to magnify, to minimize. Stay with the discomfort. Notice resistance if there is any. Accept and allow it to be there as best you can. This will grow. This strength and the ability to notice, to be with it, to hold it lightly will grow as the skill grows. Make space for whatever and anything you're experiencing without solving it, changing it in any way. Just notice it and let it be. Make room for all the discomfort, the anger, the anxiety, the sadness, the tension, the disappointment, the frustration, whatever it may be. Make as much room for it as you need. Let it fill your body, the room, the building, the block. Let it be what it is. It's your experience as it is in this moment. And let it amplify if that feels where it likes to go. Let it intensify if that's its nature. Notice what it looks like. Notice what it feels like. It's perfectly okay to let it all come up now. It'll be gone in a moment. Take as much time as you need to remember, re-experience, notice and observe all of it was as it is now. Let yourself notice any resistance to the experience of bringing it back up, the desire to escape, to push it away, to ignore it, to push on, which are the human tendencies. But we know from research, when we try to force ourselves to not think about something, to not focus, the more we do. So it makes more sense to look at it, but not hold it too tightly. To not fuse with it. To observe it at a distance. Good. Now, as I mentioned, the steps are known by the acronym STOP. Whenever you're distressed, be it mild, be it moderate, be it intense, the best thing you can do, which is opposite to what we normally do, is to stop. Stop where you are. Don't push on. Don't ignore. Stop. And just pause. Pause everything. We often resist this because we feel like we don't have the time. But often, if we do, we notice it takes up way less energy than if we try to push it down, push it away. So stopping is the single most important thing you can do. To stop, to pause. Pause for presence, pause for awareness. Pause to observe, to stop. Just notice and pause, stop. Now in this situation you bring to mind, imagine for a moment what it would have been like to have stopped immediately when you felt the distress. The first moment you noticed you were obsessing, ruminating, ignoring, minimizing, magnifying. The moment you noticed you were hooked, upset, disturbed, angry, frustrated, anxious. What would it have been like to stop in that moment? How would it would have helped? How it would have felt unnatural to simply stop, recognizing what's happening in the moment. Stop. Notice the true inner experience. Notice the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations in your body. In order to stop and to begin noticing, we have to take some breaths. Take some long, slow, deep breaths. And the point of taking breaths is not to calm ourselves, but so that we can disentangle from the habitual reactions of the past. The habitual reactions of the past may be to dismiss, to try to ignore, to magnify, to argue with, to justify, to obsess, to ruminate, to magnify. Whatever habitual pattern we have, or to self-medicate, to escape, to numb, to avoid, whatever it may be, stopping and then taking deep breaths. As much as we need to get connected to the experience as it is, not as we want it to be. So taking long, slow, deep breaths so that we can attend, so that we can recognize, so we can observe. So in this situation you bring to mind, you now relive. Take some deep breaths so that you can observe, notice, look at, understand. Take some long, slow, deep breaths as I'm quiet. As you continue to take long, slow, deep breaths, take notice of what you're experiencing. The all-in stop is to observe. Observe what's happening inside you when you recall, remember, relive this experience. Observe what's happening inside of you. Observe your mind and all the thoughts you have. Observe the feelings and the many emotions you experience. Observe the urges, perhaps a desire to yell, to scream, to do something, to pull away, to self-medicate in some way. Self-medicating can be alcohol, drugs, can be escaping through books or getting busy. Escaping, numbing, avoiding in some way. Observe the urge to escape, to numb, to avoid. Observe the tendency or desire to obsess, to ruminate. And as you observe, notice how you can become entangled in the emotion, entangled in the sensations in your body, entangled in the past, entangled in the future, entangled in the outrage, the upset, the anxiety. As we learn to observe, we strengthen our capacity to notice and eventually accept. And accept does not mean resignation. Instead, it means to choose to respond in a valuable way, a way that is in concert with our needs, our wants, our values, our beliefs, to respond in a way that honors the things that are important to us in our lives. So observe the emotions, label them: confusion, resistance, frustration, anger, sadness. Stay connected with all of the emotions from the past, from the now, from the future. Observe the worries about the now and the future. Observe how you're experiencing this event in your body and where you feel it. Your chest and your tummy, a heaviness, a lightness. Observe what you're believing about you, about them. Observe what you're wanting. Observe why you want that. Observe whether it's possible. Observe how you're experiencing these wants in your body. Observe how you're experiencing these wants and beliefs in your fantasies about the future. Observe what about this situation most wants attention from you. Why is important? Observe what's underneath the anger, sadness, helplessness, hopelessness. Unwillingness. Desire. What are you believing this situation says about you? Says about your future. Is there a true threat or imagined threat? Is there a belief about humiliation, insignificance? Do you want that you're looking for? Can you get it? What want is fanning the flames of this story? Is there some belief feeding a sense of unworthiness? Can this person fix that? If you were to walk away from that need, that belief, that value, what would it say about you, about the future? What is most important to you in your life, your values, your world at this moment? If there's sadness you're avoiding, let yourself have a moment of compassion and kindness to connect with that sadness, that yearning, that grief, that disappointment. Allow yourself to feel it and pass through it. If this situation feels close, smothering, take some deep breaths and step away. Feel the separation. Feel the space. Feel the distance. Is there anything stopping you? Can you give yourself the things you're yearning for in a different way? Come back to the trigger, to the original experience, to the barrage of thoughts and feelings, to the intensity. See and notice what kind of space there is now, what kind of separation, what kind of awareness, as you held this lightly, as you didn't strive to change it, but it changed on its own. As you approached it, looked at it, observed it, understood it, coexisted with it, it changed all on its own. As you learn to better observe, to acknowledge, to approach, to be with, the wise part of you will grow stronger. That soft, knowledgeable, compassionate part of you that has boundaries, expectations, values, and committed action to your life, your values, your beliefs. The wise part of you that can see things as they are, not as you'd want them to be. The wise part of you that can experience the emotions as they are, not as you want them to be. That can observe the sensations, the wants, the values, the needs, the beliefs. Can be with them and let them pass. This is the wise part of ourselves. We learn to control what's within our control, to let go of that which isn't. We learn to embrace growth and change in ourselves. Compassion for others who choose not or are unable, without allowing those to abuse it in any way, shape or form. We can have separateness and boundaries, expectations and values that are separate and distinct. We can have disagreement without needing others to change, to become one like ourselves, because we're able to take care of our needs, commit to the things that are valuable to us, change the things we can, and to protect the things that are important to us. So the P in this exercise is whenever you feel yourself distressed, overwhelmed, hijacked by the past, by the fantasies, by the tendency to numb, escape, and avoid, to move towards or ignore, you'll know now to plan to respond in a very different way. So the P in stop is to plan to respond to intense emotions, thoughts, needs, values, beliefs, urges, in a way that is markedly different than you would have responded in the past. To plan to sit with, observe, notice, hold lightly. The ugly emotions that we try to ignore, the ugly thoughts we try to escape from, urges we don't want to acknowledge. But instead, you'll walk towards, observe and hold lightly, be with, breathe through, observe and let pass you by. So the P in stop is to plan to respond in a way that's markedly different from the past. The other part of P is to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, shows yourself kindness and the space for growth. We can also show others compassion for their struggle without allowing us to be a doormat. We can show compassion and boundaries at the same time. And doing so, we can let go of anger and expectation of others. So stop whenever you're distressed. Take some deep breaths to connect with the moment you're in, the experiences that is happening, rather than ignoring, pushing through, self-medicating, distracting, avoiding, numbing and escaping. So stop, take deep breaths, connect with the experience as it is, observe the emotions, the thoughts, the feelings, the needs, the beliefs, observe the values, the urges, observe it all, notice it in all its ugliness and glory, and plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than in the past. And plan to respond in a way that shows you compassion, a respect for your boundaries. And plan to show others compassion, acceptance without resignation. You can understand another's struggle without making excuses for it, without it being a reason to sacrifice your values, your boundaries, your needs. There can be separateness and coexistence. So plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than in the past, be if only that is to just stop and to be with, rather than ignore, minimize, magnify, self-medicate. And plan to respond in a way that shows you compassion and respect for your boundaries, and shows compassion, understanding and boundaries for others. So just take a moment as we close out this exercise to notice the differences you now feel. When you think back on that stormy experience as it was in the beginning, the intensity of the emotions, the fusion that was there, the needs, the beliefs, the values that have changed, the separateness you now experience. Just notice the differences. As you choose to ride out a storm, observe all the components of the storm actually passes all on its own. So just take a moment to notice the differences as you experience them now. And as you practice this exercise more and more by either following along with the recording or just using the simple handout, you'll notice how to sit with and observe, look at, be with, hold gently, the experience as it is, not as you want it to be. And in doing so, you'll experience greater separateness from emotions, thoughts, the past, the future. That wise mind will grow stronger as the emotional and cognitive mastery, which is essentially just awareness, grows even stronger. So when you're ready, you can return back to the room around you, opening your eyes.